CJLO, 1690 AM. There you go. There's some presage for you, which I am throwing on to hide the fact that I cannot speak Le Francais at all in any way, shape, or form. That was Irophonie off of their record, which I just minimized it, so I don't even know. Oh, it's plur. There we go. Saying words is hard. Even in English, saying words is hard. I am joined here in studio by Carl from Lover's Teeth, who is only there in a small capacity for Lover's Teeth, more educating us today.
Yeah, just throwing on some bands that I dig, and hopefully you dig too.
And before that, you heard some Absorb with Agony off their album Rot, their 2023 record, Rot, in fact.
We were at their release show, and you could hear them like down the street. That's how loud they are. These guys are loud and warmy, and they come to Quebec once in a while, so keep your eye out for them. And Présage is opening for Martlette Friday, February 16th at Turbo. Go check that out. It's going to be a sick show. There's also Épuisé from Ottawa that's in there. Cool guys.
That's right around the time. I know that the Vodka Metal Battles are starting February. I think the 17th is the first one of those.
Right.
And by the way, anyone that wants to go out to that, I'll be judging that. So if you want to come out and ridicule me for my terrible opinions about things, you can feel free to do so, and I will not care. I will be unmoved by your ideas.
An old grizzly scene vet. He's seen it all.
Let's play one more track here before we close out. We'll come back and we'll talk about stuff and junk and junk and stuff. So let's can we fit this in six, and then actually you know what, I think we're gonna have to just do some vamping as we go here and then end it off with a special surprise.
Yeah,
we'll go from there. So let's do some vamping. And let me go with a tried and true thing for this time of year. I don't know if you're aware of this, but as someone who is on radio and does music, I am legally required to do a best of the year for every year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Otherwise, we're all put to death in the streets. You know, it's a whole thing. I'm sure you've seen it before. You know, people drug out in the streets, and you're like, what's going on there? It's probably somebody who didn't
tar
do a top
and feathers.
10. Yeah, exactly. So I've compiled mine. What would you say is your like, top albums of 2023?
Oh, man, you
are
throwing me on the spot.
Well, that's why I didn't say you're number one, because I mean that's a variable thing, but just like
that
something
is harsh. Okay, well, actually, last City in Color record,
okay,
really spoke to me.
I forgot that came out.
Yeah,
last
and I'm
year.
Seeing. Yeah, I'm seeing them live. I'm really like my Spotify Wrapped was all that. Sorry, I don't want to give them any advertisement. They don't need it. That was awesome. The slide work was really sweet on it. And then Rot from Absorb was really cool. I spun that quite a bit. And then, man, you're throwing me way too on the spot. All right, give me two. I just got into this band called Bloodlet. They're from Sweden.
Ooh,
sort of
yeah,
post metal.
Yeah, yeah.
Really sweet. And then, dude, okay, let's go Spite with Dedication of Flesh. I thought that was really cool, too. I don't know if the new Killgrid album came out this year, but I'm a big, like, Power Trip fan, and that kind of brought me back to the good old stuff of Power Trip, and I really dug that. And then, actually, this is a wild card, but Donny Benet, I don't know if you know him.
No.
Australian sort of... Like, he looks like this. You can't see him. He's a multi-instrumentalist, played like disco stuff. He came out with an album called Le Piano that's absolutely amazing. Go check that out. It's not metal at all.
Australians are
yeah.
They're just ridiculous.
And then that's all I'm giving you, because I'm not stoked that you put me on the spot. Oh, actually, the new Spirit Box.
Oh,
that
yes.
EP was really, really good.
How do you feel about the remix from Cobra that they...
Pretty cool. I didn't listen to it. I listened to it 2-3 times. Mm. I think it's awesome that kind of metal's getting this sort of revival in pop culture. Even rap, pretty hardcore rap. I dig that. And yeah, that's about all I have to say. It's cool. It's not my favorite, but yay them. They're Canadian. They're playing huge shows, and they're bringing, they're really humble about it too.
Yeah,
so
yeah. So, they seem to be, I mean, like, I was really into I Wrestled a Bear Once, and I'm like, oh, the Spirit Box is not, that's not going to be as good as I Wrestled a Bear Once. And then I was like, oh, well, I've been proven wrong. Excellent. I love that. Being proven wrong is sometimes the best way to be. So I'm glad about that.
One last shout out, Slow Dive. That last album was amazing. I saw them live. That was unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal. So, yeah, Slow Dive is my top.
Okay.
And then City in Color. But I really like heavy music, so go figure that one out.
Well, I mean, I'm told that I don't really like metal music because my top of the year last year was the Sleep Token record.
Okay.
Yeah. And everyone's like, you don't really like heavy music at all then. I'm like, well, you can shut your stupid mouth. How about that?
I will abstain from any comments at this time.
That sounds like I found another person to tell me that I don't like any heavy music. But okay, so I think we're almost at the end of the show here. But let's end off with something special, something unique, something even that has never been heard before.
Something unheard of from parts unknown. So this is my band's Lover's Tease latest single. Speaking of shoegaze, I just said I like Slow Dive, so that's kind of got a shoegazy vibe. It's called Branches of Argyle. It's a really personal song to Brandon, our lead singer and our bass player, actually. Song about, I won't get too much into it because I didn't write the lyrics, but about loss and grief and sort of all the emotions that get mixed up into that. It's called Branches of Argyle. We played a lot before. The response has been super cool. And now we have our first release. It's coming out Friday, February 16th. But you and everybody on air gets to hear it first. And then you get to DM me if it's trash or if it's good, whatever. Mostly if it's good. So yeah, it's
only
kind of
only if it's good. Yeah. I mean, how will it not be good? That's the question here.
It came from us, so it's pretty long. It's vibey. That's about it. And then we're gonna be playing in Montreal soon. Keep your eyes open for that.
And if people want to check you out on the interwebs, where what's the best kind of way to check out Lover's Teeth?
Loversteeth.com. We got the domain. We're super stoked on that. And Instagram, Brandon does all of the DMing. So if you want to talk about anything. He's the dude. And then we're also going to release some instrumental stuff soon. And then we're heading back in the studio in March. Hopefully some new tracks. This one will most likely be on it.
Okay.
And then we're just playing Quebec a bunch this summer. As soon as the snow melts and it's safe because we're old and soft.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thanks for stopping by. And
dude, thanks for having me, man. This was dope.
Yeah. Like, maybe we can make this a more regular occurrence.
Maybe it will become a regular occurrence. We'll see.
Here's some Lover's Teeth for you to end off. I will catch all of you next week on a show where I do something or other. I don't know what's haven't planned it out yet. So keep it locked. CJLO 1690 AM, Lover's Teeth, Branches of Argyle. Enjoy this. A nice taste of it here on CJLO 1690 AM. Great A Explosives. Stay safe out there, people. If you go to shows, wear a mask. Don't get COVID. It sucks. All right. See you next week. Bye.